Now when it was noon, there was darkness over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. Then at 3 in the afternoon Jesus called out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani?" Which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by, when they heard it, said, "Look, he is calling for Elijah." One ran, and filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Let him be. Let us see whether Elijah comes to take him down." Jesus gave a loud cry, and gave up the spirit. The veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, who stood by opposite him, saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women watching from afar, among whom were both Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the younger and of Joses, and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him, and served him, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had now come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member who also himself was looking for the kingdom of God, came. He boldly went into Pilate, and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised that he was already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead long. When he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. He bought a linen cloth, and taking him down, wound him in the linen cloth, and placed him in a tomb which had been cut out of a rock. He rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joses, saw where he was placed.